I'm so glad you're here today. Hey, even though this show is centered around women over 40, I know a lot of you have teen daughters or young women in your life whom you love and care for. You may be wondering how to help them learn to take care of themselves without diet culture infiltrating all the things that we are, let's be honest, trying to relearn here. Well, you're in luck. I've written a new book for teen girls called Your Core Strength, a young woman's go-to guide to eating, exercise, and empowered health. This comes out April 24th, but is now available for pre-order. And when you pre-order before April 22nd, you'll also get exclusive bonuses like the audiobook you can listen to right here in your podcast player, a discussion guide, and the parent's guide. Check out the show notes for more information and be sure to fill out the online form to get your pre-order bonuses. Okay, let's get on with today's show. Hi there, I'm Amy Connell. Welcome to Graced Health, the podcast for women who want simple and grace-filled ways to take care of themselves and enjoy a little chocolate in the process. I'm a certified personal trainer and nutrition coach who wants you to know your eating, movement, and body don't have to be perfect. You just need to be able to do what you're called to do. This is another episode of Ask the Trainer, where I answer questions you may have about your eating, movement, or how they work together in about 5 to 7-ish minutes. My last one went a couple minutes over. I never claim to be perfect. Okay, today's question, what can I do about my twitchy legs at night? If you listened last week, I gave a little bit of a teaser for this one, and just like last week's, I was inspired to talk about this by running into a girlfriend of mine at the grocery store. And she said, oh, I've been meaning to text you. She goes, I have been dealing with my legs getting really twitchy at night, like as I'm falling asleep. What do you know about this? And I said, I know that I deal with the exact same thing often. And this is not restless legs. And as we got into it, I'm not talking about restless leg syndrome. So if you suffer from RLS, this is not for you. What I'm talking about is falling asleep and just those muscles. Twitch is the only way I know how to explain them. They just kind of really quickly contract and release. And it always happens like right as I'm falling asleep. And then it wakes me up and then I'm awake for another 10 minutes and the cycle continues. It's maddening. What I finally figured out, this was a while ago, what I finally figured out is that this is due to a magnesium deficiency. And a lot of us are really are deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is a nutrient. It's an electrolyte, like we talked about last week. And it's important for a whole lot of processes in the body, including regulation of your nerves and of your muscles and relaxing your muscles at the appropriate time. And then it can also impact your blood sugar levels, blood pressure, all kinds of other elements that we won't get into today. Now, what I had noticed is because I typically, not all the time, but typically do not have gluten, I am not ingesting as many whole grains as is recommended. Magnesium is very high in whole grains. So I wasn't getting as much magnesium. And then when I was falling asleep, my muscles would twitch. It would wake me up. It was a whole thing. It was really irritating. Then I found a product that I really, really liked called Calm, C-A-L-M. Calm comes in a powder form. And I think I've talked about this previously on the podcast, but it's just a white powder. So don't take like a snack size Ziploc bag full of Calm when you're traveling, because otherwise the housekeepers might think it's something else. And that's a little embarrassing. Anyway, Calm is just a white powder. And I would take two teaspoons of it at night. And that would give me 325 milligrams, which pretty much helps me meet the recommended allowance of about 320 milligrams. So that was a really great thing. Then what happened is they changed the formula, or maybe I bought a different one, and it included calcium in it and something else that I can't remember off the top of my head. And it just didn't sit right very well in my stomach. It kind of made me a little gassy, to be quite honest. So I decided, okay, I've got to figure something else out. I wandered over to the section of my grocery store that has Epsom salt, because Epsom salt are a great source of magnesium. If you take baths every night and you do Epsom salts bath, then you probably don't get leg twitches because you're getting plenty of magnesium through your largest organ, which is your skin. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to see what they had. And they have this product made by Dr. Teals called Sleep Lotion. And because it does have some Epsom salts in it, it has some magnesium, and then it also has some melatonin. I now love using this at night. It keeps my legs from twitching. It keeps me from going off, you know, almost falling asleep, getting the twitch, waking back up, starting that whole cycle. And then there's a little bit of melatonin in it as well. I emailed Dr. Teals and asked them if they could tell me the concentration of either one of those elements, and they did not know. It was clearly an outsourced customer service, and they didn't know. And I said, well, can you ask someone else? And they didn't hear back from me. So I unfortunately can't tell you how much magnesium or melatonin is. And I don't know, who knows? Maybe this is all in my head. So all of this to say, maybe this is all in my head. But I don't think it is, because I have fought this for a long time, and this is something that is really helping me. And I did do a little bit of research, because I don't love consistently taking melatonin, but from what I can tell, melatonin is not habit forming. And on the days that I'm not super active, maybe on my rest and recovery days that we've talked about, or if I have maybe like a whole bunch of guacamole, which is obviously made from avocados, and avocados have a lot of magnesium, there are definitely times that I don't need it. But on days like today, where I get up and I'm outside training for 2 hours, and then I've also added on a walk for myself on top of that, I absolutely need to supplement with this kind of thing. So if you struggle with twitchy legs at night, and it's not restless legs, because that's more of a neurological condition rather than a muscular condition. So definitely talk with your doctor about this. I am not a doctor. Talk with them. But if you just have those random muscle twitchies, try it. Try the Dr. Teals Sleep Lotion. It has the magnesium. It has a little bit of melatonin. I think it works great. And I would love to know, if you try it, what you think. So make sure you let me know. Okay, that is all for today. Go out there and have a great day.